The songs that we're talking about are songs that often debuted in big Broadway musicals and classic Hollywood movies.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on grits.
You won't wrestle, I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Many of them were actually written by a fairly small handful of writers. Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, George and Ira Gershwin. When you're thinking about people like that, you're thinking about songs like I Got Rhythm and Anything You Can Do. These songs have done what popular songs rarely do. That is, stay popular. I mean, the whole idea of a popular song is based upon transience. You know, it's popular for a while, and then it has to disappear so that other songs can be popular. The great rock and roll writers, Mike Lieber and Jerry Stoller, they described what they wrote, and they said, we write disposable songs. Disposable songs. Cole Porter would be appalled at that notion. I mean, he was writing songs that were going to last. And one of the reasons they last is because they were in Broadway shows, and the shows get revived.
What's the difference between a disposable song and a song that's written to last?
It's quality. The songs are so good that younger performers want to do them. Sinatra started it. But Linda Ronstadt came by, and she said, why don't you get inside one of those songs? It was like unlike anything she's ever sung. She said it was like climbing this ladder up and up and up and up.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh.
But it's a wonderfully democratic process because the singers decide they want to sing these songs.
What initially sparked your interest in this genre? Is there a particular song or was there a particular musical or movie that just lit you up?
I hate to admit this. When I was in high school, I was in love with Doris Day.
When I fall in love, it will be...
whom I can't stand now. As a singer, but she was so gorgeous in movies like Calamity Jane. Then singers like Sinatra and Doris Day said, well, we can't sing current pop hits because that's mostly rock and roll. So let's go back to the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and usually to Broadway and Hollywood and sing some of these great songs that were popular back then but need to be resurrected. And by that, using that repertoire of songs by Porter, Kern, Arlen, and Mercer. Singers like Sinatra and Doris Day helped actually create the Great American Songbook because they made these songs popular all over again.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell them, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.